You ready?
Yeah. Okay, we'll see you. Board of Appeals is now in session. First item is approval of minutes. First approval of the minutes of July 12, 2012.
I move that we approve the minutes of the July 12, 2012 meeting.
A second? All in favor?
Aye.
Passes 5-0. And we have the minutes of July 19, 2012.
I move we approve the minutes for the meeting of July 19, 2012.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Passes 5-0.
Abstain. I wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
I had to double check, make sure I was.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we are back to complete our deliberations on A549.
Chair, the board has got before it a draft that the staff has prepared, hopefully in accordance with your instructions and comments that we've heard you make during the course of your deliberative sessions. When I say staff, I mean myself and inside Schwartz, Mr. Eby. We've distributed to you for tonight, so you've had a fair amount of time to review what is before you. Couple of things. To the extent that you have in front of you anything that you think is not accurate and not correctly reflecting the board's position on something, you've got to tell us. Okay, you have changes, you want to make changes, that's no problem. This is the time to make the changes. We can do that. And what the plan is tonight is for you to discuss in open session the draft that the staff has prepared, and to the extent that there are any changes that the board wants, you tell us, we'll make the changes. And if you are happy at the end of the deliberations tonight, we can have the changes made and a clean copy of the draft, which would be the final decision, prepared for Mr. K's signature. And that's how we'll proceed.
Okay.
If there are going to be changes, I assume that we can put forth a resolution and vote on it
as changed.
As changed.
Correct.
As discussed and changed.
Yes. Okay. So that the staff's responsibility after tonight will be to then accurately make your changes on the draft. Mm-hmm. And assuming that's the case, then Mr. K can sign the clean copy of it. Frankly, on the other hand, if you're not happy with it, if there's, you know, major issues, you don't like the result, anything like that, that is of a substantial nature, obviously then we're not going to be done tonight. But what we've tried to do is address all of the areas that we heard you talk about and follow the evidence and your comments. And obviously this is a long document and a lot is said in it, and we're trying to cover the required areas and the findings that we believe are required under the law. But again, it's got to be your document, you've got to be comfortable with it, and if there's any changes in it, you got to tell us, and we'll make the changes. But I do emphasize what we've tried to do is give you something that reflects what we thought you were saying during the course of your deliberations and the prior oral discussions you've had, and obviously follow the evidence that's in the record.
Anyone have any comments along the way, beginning?
One quick question on page 6. Second full paragraph.
Yes.
It says Lisa Franklin, comma, Procam. Procam is the company she works for?
Yes.
Okay. Should it say Lisa Franklin, an employee of Procam? Because in most other places, it's, you know, further down in this paragraph, for example, Barbara Pearson, member of the Lake Forest Glen. Robert Neely, project manager, identifies.
You can put that in.
I don't know if that was a title or if there was a company. So.
Yeah.
Employee of
Procam.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't find where you're referring to.
The same paragraph
that we just discussed.
Yes. I see. Mr. Robert Neely.
Right. Mr. Robert Neely, project manager, comma, who had previously testified in July 2011 on behalf of Verizon, comma, and strike the and, provided additional
maybe make a not necessarily a note, but just to recognize that on page 19, second full paragraph uses the term utility corridor, which is not a term that we ever actually discussed, but I think it's an accurate depiction of what is described in that paragraph. I don't want there to be any misconception about what that might mean or whether there was some finding as to what that might mean, other than...
You're talking about the second full paragraph on 19?
Yeah. First sentence says utility corridor.
I'm looking at a different version than you.
Oh, maybe I'm looking at the draft version. My apologies. The earlier draft.
Yeah, are you looking at the 8-9 draft?
Yeah, sorry. I have them both in front of me and I keep mixing them up.
Yeah, on page 18, first full paragraph. It's mentioned.
Yep, there you go. That's the one.
Yeah.
That's the one. Can't keep track of what I have in front of me.
Yeah, you see it.
Right. Tower 86S is in the utility corridor.
You all are happy with that description.
It's fine. It's very descriptive.
Thank you.
I hit something.
Went down, escaped.
Do we, in this resolution, do we need to make note of the fact that the final count of exhibits is 388, not 385? This is mentioned on page 8.
Yeah, where is the last statement on that?
Page 8, the board reconvened on July 19th, at which time there were 385 exhibits in the record. I mean, I realize that the last three exhibits were ones that were forwarded to us.
Right, yeah.
Last week, which probably should be somewhere here.
You're on page 8?
Page 8, first full paragraph, first line, board reconvened on July 19th.
Yeah. How many are there right now total?
388.
What are the three? Do we know? Two?
Yeah, the three additional exhibits were a notice that the board had extended the time it was going to take to approve. And the next exhibit was the mailing list of people that notice went to. And 388 is signed statements by Mr. McDonald and Mr. Kotak that they had reviewed the materials from the meetings that they had missed.
I don't think I don't think any of these three are substantive evidence of record. Aren't they just house cleaning matters? Am I right on that?
Well, we have them as part of the index memorandum.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with them being identified. My question though is, are they just housekeeping matters, or are they exhibits that have evidence of record?
They're housekeeping.
Well, then I don't think it's necessary to make specific reference to them in the opinion then.
Well, it's just the number.
You just wanted just to the reflect the total number.
Yes, but. They didn't come in, as I understood what you were saying, guys.
They weren't exhibits of record, evidence, rather.
Not only that, but that on July 19th, they weren't in these three.
That's correct, but all I'm saying is anywhere else in here, do we need to, I don't care where, do we need?
I don't think we need to.
Okay, good enough.
I mean, my understanding is that these are just housekeeping documents that are appropriately and properly included in the file and are identified in the file by an exhibit number, but none of the three are constitute evidence as such.
What about 381 or 385?
Well, they were in the record.
It's 385 is the total that's listed on that page.
So I have another question. When the board reconvened on July 19th, and then to go on to the second sentence, completed its deliberations. Does the completed its deliberations refer to the July 19th date or the July 12th date?
You know what? You're the first person that's caught that. We've read this thing.
Yeah, because I wasn't here on
it was the 12th. That's the wrong date.
So it should be July 12th.
It should be the 12th.
Yeah.
That's a very good catch.
Oh, well.
Where was that? What page was it?
Page 8.
Thank God somebody wasn't here.
It should be July 12th.
The board reconvened on July 12th, which there were, and that makes it a true statement that it was 385.
Sure. Okay, but hold on a minute. This is a deliberative session right here tonight. You're engaged in deliberations as we sit right here.
So well, that continued its deliberations instead of completed.
Well, what I'm saying is, I'm now concerned about the second sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that should just be taken out of the paragraph. Because you didn't complete them then. You're completing your deliberations tonight.
How about the board directed staff to prepare?
Yeah. Just take out completed and still directed.
Yeah. Yes. We've got other changes.
I'm gonna raise them.
Yeah, I was just waiting for them to get to those pages,
okay,
if I can go.
Okay.
I have a few other minor changes, if you want to go through them.
Statute, yeah, can take a look at.
On page 19, the first full paragraph, last full line, there is the word effect, it should be affect with an A.
The first paragraph.
One, two, three, four, the fifth line.
Yeah.
It's this one, right?
Yep. And then page 20, the second full paragraph, second to last line, after the word north, there should be a comma.
Say that again, page 20?
Page 20.
And where are you?
Second full paragraph.
Yeah.
Second from the bottom.
After north at a
north, comma.
Okay.
And then the next paragraph, last line, it should be of the zoning ordinance.
Where?
Last line.
Doesn't have to be.
Okay. Okay. We can leave it as is.
And while we're on that page, should I mention the one?
The two sentences.
Yeah, in this, the top of the top paragraph that's finishing a sentence after that sentence, which ends with the word similar facilities.
What page are you on?
Yeah,
20.
Top 20.
Second line down, Harvey.
At the dangers of other similar facilities, that we would add a sentence that says, the board does not review radiation levels for antenna arrays, as this is regulated by the Federal Communications Commission.
Should I keep going? That was it. That's all I had on page 20. Page 21, the other sentence that I distributed to everybody would go at the end of the first paragraph under objections. And it reads, the 11 objections presented below were distilled from objections and arguments raised by Lake Forest Glen Council, comma, Mr. Endy, comma, in exhibits number 276 and number 277.
In Caroline, in that sentence, do you think we should spell out 11 instead of just the number?
What is the rule?
I don't know.
I always thought it was after.
Yeah, 1 through 10 is spelling, after 10 is number.
That's what I thought.
No. You comfortable with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then in the next paragraph under objection one, let's see, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th line, it reads in the middle, and transit area, comma, and poses, there should be an A material health hazard. And then all the way at the bottom, objection number two, inconsistent with the residential character of the neighborhood. Should I keep going?
Yeah.
Page 23. The first sentence of the finding under objection six should read, "The city's adequate," insert "public," "facilities."
Facilities, plural?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
Is that the proper way to describe those requirements? Is that what you mean?
Well, the ordinance is the adequate public facilities ordinance. Yeah. Mostly I wanted the word "public" in there.
Yeah, it's gotta be. There's multiple.
Page 20.
Well, is the word then requirements better said ordinance?
City's adequate public facilities.
Is it proper?
Oh.
I mean.
This instead say the city's requirements for adequate public facilities relate to traffic.
What's the board's pleasure on this?
I like Trudy's descriptor.
Okay, how would you do that? The board's requirements?
The city's requirements. On?
Four.
Four.
Yeah. For adequate public facilities and strike the word requirements?
No.
No, just move it.
Yeah, well, it's struck where it is now.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
So just come and read that first line again, how we're gonna have it.
The city's requirements for adequate public facilities relate to traffic impact, yada, yada, yada.
Page 24, after the very first word, intentionally did not include. And then under objection nine, this is Mr. McDonald's, I believe.
Can I stop you for a second?
Yep.
That sentence starts out, Verizon has admitted that it intentionally needs not.
Did not.
Did not.
Did not.
Oh.
Did not. Did not include.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, under objection nine, the 6th line starts with interference. That next word should be nor.
Instead of word
not.
Not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then the 2 lines down, again, it begins with interference, claimed, and take out both the commas.
Mm-hmm.
Between in testimony.
In between testimony and the word but.
Yeah, and before in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So back to just on page 24, just at the first paragraph, the one that just at the
did
top
not.
Of the page, it says the last line says the data were never submitted. It shouldn't be the data was never submitted.
Mm-hmm.
Data is plural.
Data is plural.
Data is plural.
Yeah.
Data singular.
Data and data.
So it's correct the way it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it says data or data.
Data. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Put a long something I do with all the time.
The data.
Yeah.
What's the singular of data?
Data.
Data. Oh, data.
I believe it's data.
D-A-T-U-M. Okay.
Yeah, but now it's sort of like gear.
Oh, okay.
Data is
deer.
1 or 10.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Right.
Datum
is the singular.
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks like more of my English paper.
Yeah.
That's all I had, other than some justification
right.
issues in the resolution part.
What?
It just needs to be right justified. And indented properly.
Oh,
that's just formatting
okay.
issues that we
okay.
don't need to go over.
Okay.
On
your
I've got a
here.
Nit on page 5.
Page 5.
The term pro hoc vice, which is used twice, hoc is should be spelled H-A-C.
C, yeah.
Instead of H-O-C.
Yeah. Where is it?
It's in the third and fourth paragraphs on page 5.
Yes.
In italics.
It should be H-A-C.
Yeah.
Yeah. I apologize.
Is that, another Latin-based word?
Okay, it's plural.
It's plural. Okay, it's a plural.
Tonight. You need to get yourself a decent, legal spell checker.
I don't think we do, but because she thinks I'm right all the time. I wish she were here. I wish my secretary was here to hear me say that. She hit me upside the head.
Well, you know, it's being recorded, so this is terrific.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Do you want to add something to this?
No, I'm going to let it go.
Okay.
Do you guys have a shredder?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Marianne Clark is spelled sometimes A-N-N and sometimes A-N-N-E. I don't know which is right, but I just noticed that.
I think it's with an E, I believe.
Okay.
We'll check.
Can you, and let me?
Yeah, I can certainly look through my
source
of documentation that I've brought.
Let's just check.
No, I've brought it all in, let me look it up.
The issue is whether there's an E or not an E.
Yeah, and it just varies.
Yeah,
it's
right.
E,
okay.
It's with an E.
Document.
All
right, so I think we need to do a find and replace.
Your documents on your little nifty iPad there?
Yeah, okay. They're all PDF files.
Can you find that instead?
Oh my God, but no, I'm not sure I can search.
That's right.
I can search within documents,
but
you tell me. You're the one who told me about the program.
Oh, she found it?
Yeah, she found it.
Yeah, it's E.
Oh, it is E?
Yeah.
He's our expert.
Sorry.
You're the iPad expert, sir.
Okay. I found it several places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we'll just spell check.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Just find and replace.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You found it more places than I did.
Oh, where'd you see?
Concerning Mr. Westholm's testimony,
what page?
Of property valuations. This is just a general statement.
Okay.
I
apologize. I'm looking for a spelling time.
this is somewhat substantive.
Go ahead.
That's okay if you slip it in.
Okay.
So Mr. Westholm's property valuations are based on visual proximity of the tower, and. He found no differences in property valuations based on that, and I find the economic testimony of Mr. Westholm credible, and I assume the board agrees, because otherwise, on page 19, the fifth paragraph indicates that the board accepts Mr. Westholm's testimony.
It's also again on page 20.
Thank you.
I think the final sentence on page 19, that paragraph, that summarizes.
I mean, is more on point and persuasive.
Right.
That's to the weight that we decided to give it.
And another point of some substance concerns the Amici v. Gaithersburg case. Discussion of that begins on page 26. The section begins on 25, but discussion of the case begins on 26. To the effect that an agency may reconsider an action, well, the court may. Can reconsider an action, come to a different conclusion upon a showing of the action was a product of fraud, surprise, mistake, or inadvertence, or that some new or different factual situation exists that justifies a different conclusion. We reviewed it and came to the same conclusion that we should grant it, so I don't think we have any conflict with that case. There they were concerned about a change of mind rule, which isn't the case here.
That case involved two different filings, two subsequent filing also, which is
the same as here.
Which
right.
is exactly the same as here.
Right. Resolution number four. This means that that's a requirement for them to comply with before the resolution, before they can operate under this resolution, right? Related Exhibit 332E.
You know, it states that landscaping shall meet all requirements set forth by Potomac Electric Power Company.
Right.
Okay. To that end, number four, it probably should say Verizon is to remove. But should we switch the order of three and four? So Verizon is to comply with the landscape and maintenance plan shown on exhibit number 332E, comma, as amended, or something like that, as amended by,
well,
or anything like that.
They're going to just submit a new drawing.
Yeah, they have to submit.
Yeah.
And staff's going to check it to make sure it's compliant with your opinion and check off on it.
So it's just enough to switch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, not to physically remove it, it's just substitute a sheet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, after Mr. K signs this, there's, you know, that is your decision, and it's out there. to the extent that there are conditions that Verizon can't live with or needs changes, Verizon has to come back.
Yep.
Under the, you know, the rules that you've got. But, you know, this is it.
Make 3, 5.
Make 4, 3.
Yeah.
Make 5, 4.
4.
And 3, 5.
So 1, 2, 4, 5, 3.
That it makes a good timeline. You know.
One, two, three, four, five, three.
Okay.
Well, I mean. Let's see. Now that that is number 5, Verizon is to comply with the landscaping maintenance plan shown on Exhibit 332E as revised.
Why? It's not. You're not revising it.
No. They're. Okay. Well, they're going to have to submit a new one, right?
Right.
Yes.
And that's condition number old condition 4 now condition number 3, and also. Same
oh, okay.
Thing
I got it. I got it.
And the way this is set up is that when they submit that and the staff has reviewed it and it's to the staff's finding of compliance, there should be something put on that as you know.
We have
you guys do that, right?
Oh yeah.
Fine.
On page 28. My name is so short, and you've shortened it more.
Huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's so strange.
I need my e-back.
How'd that happen?
I don't know.
Well, Marianne
usual
Clark's
cut and paste.
Oh, and on the same page, on page 28, the counter, not counter signature, the certification should
yes.
say this is to certify.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The staff does that once in a while on purpose to make sure we bring it.
Usually invent. So, with the 2-6 and written up a paragraph, it goes like, you know.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
Let's see, like this. You know, the numbers, and then it's aligned there. See how they say?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's all. That shows up in a few places.
Well. Would you do that with these then too?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
On page 18.
There's another one.
So they all come down like that?
In the first full paragraph, line two.
Where are you?
Page 18, the first full paragraph, line three. It should be 24-67, capital A, period. The D should be in parentheses.
Capital A period, is the D capital?
Capital A period D.
In
A period is fine. The D should be in parentheses.
Okay, but it's a capital D.
It's a capital D. And the one and the two should not have parens and should have a period after each.
So it's capital D in parentheses, one period and two period.
Right. Again, on page 20, right, bottom full paragraph.
The top of 21.
The D there
the
is.
The D is in paren properly, but the one that's in paren needs to have a period.
Okay.
And how about, does it still have the parentheses around it?
And the next line, it should be AD2 with the same changes?
Yeah.
Right. It should be two, no parentheses, two, no parentheses. Just a period.
Yeah, that's right.
Did someone catch the top of 21 in the first line?
Same thing.
That same.
It shouldn't say chapter 24 in the same code.
No, it's early on. We made that clear on page one. I think we said zoning ordinance or someplace.
Yes, I was in that.
You don't need to repeat it.
Okay.
I'm on to get to
top of 21.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
But on that first page, it also must be D in parens.
On which page? One.
Page 1.
Hang on, I'm getting confused. I want to be at the top of page 21.
21, yes, there's a problem there, too.
Okay, that it's
after one. After the A should be a period.
And then D parentheses, and then one with a period, right?
One with no parentheses, just
yes, right. And then two with a period after the A and no parentheses around the two.
Right.
There but should be a D in there, shouldn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, after the A, there should be a D in paren.
D is
gotcha. A,
D is
a period, D. In parentheses, two period.
Right.
And if you go back to page one, you'll see the same problem. Same thing.
Page one. Yeah, fourth line from the bottom.
Yeah, A period, D in parentheses, two period, comma. Right?
Yes.
Should there be a of the
Where?
Last sentence.
Last sentence where?
Page one.
Where we just made changes to the site.
What page?
On page one.
Yeah.
Zoning ordinance is kind of sitting out there.
No, it's not. I mean, there should be a space. It should be closer to the comma.
It says we're subject to the requirements of 24 dash blah, blah, blah.
Comma.
Zoning ordinance.
Period. Yeah. It's fine. In fact, you don't even need it. What?
Because you just say it's the line above.
I mean, what we could do on that page one, Trudy, if we see the parentheses, which is parentheses chapter 24 of the city code, mm-hmm. We could put comma hereafter, quote, zoning ordinance, close parentheses.
And then take it out of the last, end of the sentence? You can then remove it, right?
If you want, yes. You don't need it there. Although it's fine there, leaving it in.
Okay. Well, it's no harm in there.
I mean, I think everybody knows what we're talking about. I mean, I think I've got all of them because you went through them. And I'm kind of nervous about you not keeping what you're working off.
Oh, no, I would make a copy. I wouldn't
Yeah, but you've got yours with colors.
Yeah, we have a color copier. That's fine. Yeah. I'm sure you have it. Did you get the formatting?
Well,
here?
That's a... Thank you, that's...
It's the same issue.
Wherever there is a numbering, you're saying... Where
it should be...
Where there's a paragraph with a number, it should be
indented.
It's on the beginning of page two and then three.
Yeah, he has. There, I don't think it shows up again until page 27.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
And then that whole thing needs to be right justified. It's just you lose the right.
Where,
whole,
okay,
that
yeah.
Same page from resolution.
Is it just from here on?
Yep.
Is that the right word?
Yep.
Did it justify the previous 26?
Yeah.
Also on 28 as well?
Well, that's, looks okay there.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I don't remember if I've seen this or not. Exhibits 381 and 385, which were declarations that we said were not.
It's in a footnote, isn't it, somewhere?
Is there a note about that in the, do we need to have a note about that in our opinion?
It is.
Yes, is it in there?
There's a footnote.
Okay, good.
Did you read this? You've read, it's here. There is a footnote on that.
Okay.
It's on page 8.
I mean, I know I got the instruction, and that's how we put it, as a footnote. Yeah. Okay.
Since the first time I read it, which was, I don't know how long ago. About it here.
I'm going to spend as much time looking at this thing on Monday as we're doing tonight.
Anyone have any other corrections, statements, words of wisdom?
Since this is a deliberation, I will say that this does reflect how I remember the case unfolding and does reflect the conclusions we came to in our discussion.
I have to refresh my mind.
I think that's a central thing for this,
right,
to make sure that everybody agrees or does not agree.
I believe it's an accurate reflection of our, what is it, 16 months of deliberation, 16 months of testimony.
And 285 exhibits.
Three.
Or 385. Whatever.
I agree.
Okay.
Are we ready for a resolution? Motion for a resolution.
Okay, I'll do it. Okay, I warn you that I think we should read the conditions into the record, personally.
We can do that if you want to.
Yeah, I think for this case, I think we should.
You can do that.
As reordered.
As reordered, yeah. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Appeals of the City of Gaithersburg on the 17th day of August 2012, that A-549, the petition of Stephen Resnick of Verizon Wireless requesting a special exception to permit the construction of a telecommunications facility utilizing 12 panel antennas to be attached to the existing Pepco Tower 86S on a Fort Worth power mount, as well as a ground equipment shelter and related equipment, all located in the RA low-density residential zone within the Pepco right-of-way northwest of the intersection of Travis View Court and Travis Avenue, Gaithersburg, Maryland, be approved with the following conditions. Number one, at such time as Verizon Wireless, its successors or assigns, ceases to operate this facility or it ceases to be operational, the antennas, cabinets, equipment, shelter, and associated equipment shall be promptly removed by Verizon at its expense. Number two, Verizon Wireless is to submit voice and data maps to the Board of Appeals within 60 days after the equipment becomes operational. Number three, Verizon is to remove landscaping note number 3 on exhibit number 332E on the signature set of plans. 4. Verizon is to submit a final approved printed copy of exhibit number 332A through L, subject to review by city staff for compliance with the Board of Appeals directives. Number five, Verizon is to comply with the landscaping maintenance plan shown on exhibit number 332E and submit a monthly report on the maintenance of the landscaping to the Board of Appeals for the first 6 months following installation of the landscaping, and quarterly reports thereafter for the following 2 years and 6 months. Number six, any changes to the location of the equipment shelter or landscaping shall require Verizon to resubmit plans to the Board of Appeals for approval. Number seven, installation of antennas and associated equipment must be completed by August 17, 2014. Number eight, if the installation is not complete by August 17, 2014, Verizon must request a time extension in writing prior to August 17, 2014, and each subsequent year thereafter until such time as the installation is complete.
Do we hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
5-0.
We're not finished yet.
Oh, we're not finished yet.
Semicolons.
Okay, you're comfortable with semicolons. Okay. I just wanted to say that I've been on the board for years. I won't mention how many, but it's long. And the staff and council have always been terrific, very helpful. Really helped us along and made our jobs easier. I have to congratulate them for standing firm and helping us in this proceeding, which is the longest one we've ever had and hopefully ever will have. Through many difficult times, difficult hours, put in a lot of time, I know. And just to let you know, we appreciate it.
I'll second that.
Yeah, great.
I agree.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate all of your time also.
You're welcome.
Any other business?
We should probably talk briefly about the timing of getting this signed. I don't know, we need to do that on the record.
I can, no, no, that's
fine. I'll be around all next week.
Okay.
And
we have to have it signed by next Thursday because that's the amount of time that the board gave itself.
Right. Well, whenever you have it, yeah.
Yeah, I've made changes in the draft as you've gone through them tonight.
Right.
I've already alerted my staff Monday morning that this is going to be before them. So, need to coordinate probably with Kirk at that point because Caroline's not in on Monday. But what I'd like to do is, okay, you guys are going to be in. Okay, you want to make sure that I talk with one or both of you on Monday, so that when Caroline comes in on Tuesday. And compares it with her changes as well. That's a double check. And assuming the double check is fine, then we print it in final. And Mr. K will then sign it. We'll get it to him to sign. So I'm looking for Tuesday.
That's fine.
Work for you guys?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
Point of procedure on that. The 30 days for appeal and 10 days for reconsideration, does that toll as of today or as of the signature?
I'll let Bill answer. We talked about that. I think it's from when we mail it.
Yeah, I think it says. I think it says.
It says. It says renders its final decision.
Yeah.
So I just didn't
but
know.
But I think until it's signed.
Yeah.
Is the signature?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's how we've interpreted it in the past. Yeah. Mm-hmm. As I recollect. Is that right?
If we're done,
you know, then
we're are we done?
Good. Adjourn this meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.